Some people call him a spaced out poet. Yeah. Some call him an angel above. Some people from the Far East say they think he's a prophet who taught love. People talk about my savior. That's why I'm doing this song, proving he's God. Don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause the Bible right decides who's right and who's wrong. 'Cause I'm a preacher, a born againer, a Bible lover, yet I'm a sinner. I play my music for the sun. He's Jehovah, gonna show ya, though you may not know yet. Look it up in John 1:1. And then Colossians 2:9, and Isaiah 9:6, Romans 9:5. 'Cause I'm a preacher, a born againer, a Bible lover, yet I'm a sinner. I play my music for the sun. He's Jehovah, I'm gonna show ya, though you may not know yet. 2 Peter verse 1:1. Mama, tell us Christ is our God. Go to 3:16, verse Timothy, and see. And read 1 John 5:20, Colossians 1:15. John 8:24, there's plenty more, we're running out of time.
Oh, 1974, the year I graduated from college. The year I had my first date with my lovely bride, Kathy. It was a good year. Jerry Q here, along with my pal and parody, Jay Jackson from Apologetics. And this is Apologetics with an X, Jay.
Hey, Jerry, it's great to be here with you again. Take this trip down memory lane to 1974. My memories are a little different. That was the year my family and I went to Nags Head, North Carolina for vacation. And I turned 10 that summer. And 74 was a year for me when I first really became actively aware of what was on the radio and learned the lyrics to a lot of songs. It's one of the cheesiest years for number one songs in the history of pop music. 36 songs went to number one that year. That's the most ever in a chart year. And we're playing a number of them today. Actually, every song we play today is going to be a parody of a top 10 hit from 1974. And most of them are number one hits. And strap yourself in. We're going to play our new Apologetics CD, Apologetics 74, which is our 74th CD, in its entirety. We're also going to give you a bonus slice of bread at the front and a bonus slice of bread at the back. They're both songs from 74, but they're ones we had that are not on this CD. And we started today with one of those songs, and that is a song called Jehovah. It's a parody of The Joker, which was the first new number one song from 1974. Time in a Bottle had gone number one at the end of the year, and it carried over into the beginning of the year. But the first brand new number one song of 1974 was The Joker by Steve Miller Band, his first of three number one songs. And our next set starts with the beginning of Apologetic 74, our new CD. And just so your listeners know, our listeners know, the tracks in order on Apologetic 74 are done in order of when those songs we spoofed peaked on the chart. In other words, I don't mean peak like peekaboo. I mean they reached their highest position they reached. And the first song today will be a parody of You're 16 by Ringo Starr, a number one hit for him. It's called You'll Succeed. And then we have a classic number one song. It's one of the few singles, I believe, in history to sell at least 10 million copies. Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks. That's a song that was originally done by, it was a French song first, Jacques Brel. Then the English translation done by people like the Kingston Trio and the Beach Boys. But Terry Jacks did the definitive version. And our parody, again, is called Jesus is God's Son. Then we have a parody of another song that had been a hit before for B.J. Thomas, a top five hit for him, number one hit for Blue Swede, and it's called Hooked on a Feeling. Ours is called Looked on the Ceiling. It's about the paralytic who was let in through the roof by his friends, as songs from the perspective of the guy whose roof they did that to. And then the next song is a parody of Come and Get Your Love by Redbone. It's called Come and Get Cured Of, and Marvel Universe movie fans will notice that the last two songs are both parodies of songs from the Guardians of the Galaxy first movie. And this one is called Come and Get Cured Of.
You know, God likes to see people succeed. His wise proverbs remind you'll succeed if you're dutiful and you're kind. He wrote wisdom and pearls. Who wants the world? I have something divine. You'll succeed if you're dutiful and you're kind. You're not famous, no, not yet. Don't dwell on that, cause you might regret. And trust thy plans and heart to God. Ooh, then you'll get a good head start. You won't doubt in my feet, hint that I'm wrong. No, you're not changing me mind. You'll succeed if you're dutiful and you're kind. If you're dutiful and you're kind, you'll succeed. If you're dutiful and you're kind, you'll succeed. If you're dutiful and you're kind, hold tight, hold tight.
Trust in him. We know he'd never deceive or lie or sin. Whenever we cry, he'll bring peace. Learn his laws and praise his deeds. Give him our hearts, he'll send our needs. Good Bible sense is hard to find. with all the persons saying sin's a lie. I'll bet they'd string us in the air and rid the world of every prayer. Think I'm dreaming, well beware. We enjoy being dumb. We know Jesus is God's son, but we still have declined words of Jesus all the time. If I pop off, please pray for me. I was a black sheep running randomly. Played hide and seek with Christ so long. Too much time spent doing what's wrong, but the power of God was strong. Good Bible prophets start to die. One other person say that sin's a lie. Malefactors spring up from thin air with a chilling, deadly stare. When you see them smile, prepare. We enjoy being dumb. We know Jesus is God's son, but the wise and the strong Bible teachers get called wrong. We enjoy being numb. We know Jesus is God's son, but the wise and the strong Bible teachers get called wrong. If I'm expelled by brutal ones, true faith and love can help them find the sun. So let me strive while I'm around to acknowledge common ground. I'm just a sheep that's lost and found. Good Bible help is hard to find. With all the persons saying sin's a lie, they scream it isn't fair and devour us if we dare to preach and speak up boldly there. We enjoy being dumb. We know Jesus has got son, but the stuff Jesus preached they regard as obsolete. We enjoy being dumb. We know Jesus has got son, but the stuff Jesus preached they discard as obsolete. We enjoy being dumb. We know Jesus has got son, but the wise and the strong Bible teachers get called wrong. All our lives we are dumb. We know Jesus has got son, but we still have declined words of Jesus all the time. We enjoy being dumb.
Roof got chopped up. Roof got, roof got, roof got chopped up. Roof got, roof got, roof got chopped up. Roof got, roof got, roof got chopped up. Roof got, roof got.
I can't drop this ceiling.
Roof got, roof got.
Keep those tiles on, please.
Chopped up, roof got, roof got.
Girl, you gents don't realize what you're doing to me.
Roof got, roof got, roof got chopped up.
When you broke in to my home so tight, you left a hole like a big skylight. I looked on the ceiling, and my home was reeling at your friend's rough entry. On the line, still you've got me searching for a roofer double time. Gotta plug the roof there, 'cause I don't feel secure. Guys should stay and fix it, but I can't be sure. Though the good Lord sent that fellow home up there, yeah, you done me wrong. I looked on the ceiling, and my home was reeling at your friend's rough entry. though the good Lord sent that fellow home. People up there, yeah, you done me wrong. At your friend's rough entry, I looked on the ceiling, and then I saw healing. But you're in trouble with me.
Apologetics with an X. Jay and I are here every week at this time on your radio or whenever you want to listen on the internet. And we're at the flagship station, angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com. Go there and cruising over to the apologetics icon. And we've got a whole year's worth of apologetics shows. And they're there, including this one.
Yes, we have four songs coming from this Apologetics 74, the next four, and we start with Benny and the Jets by Elton John. It's called Betting and the Debts, talking about, betting and the debts, and also the spiritual ramifications. And I'm not talking about that gambling isn't good for you or something. I'm talking about the fact that if you're going to bet on Jesus, and he will eliminate your debts. Then we have a parody of The Locomotion, originally number one hit for Little Eva, redone, number one hit for Grand Funk Railroad, just called Grand Funk by then. It's called The Book of Romans. Then we have a parody of Three Dog Night, a group near and dear to Jerry's heart and my heart. This is a song originally done by Leo Sayer. It was a hit for him in England. It's called The Show Must Go On. Ours is called Media Circus. Doesn't sound like it rhymes as far as the title goes, but once you hear it, I think you will find that it does indeed rhyme. And then finally, an all-time classic, one of the first songs I knew all the words to, Billy Don't Be a Hero, originally done by Paper Lace in England. It was a hit there and in Canada, and then redone in the United States by Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, became a number one hit for them. Ours is called Billy Don't Be a Weirdo.
Some debtors, they're skilled in math and confident that you'll stick around. You got into a mess with losing, so your wallet's unsound. Say, Gamblers Anonymous, have you seen them yet? Ooh, get yourself straightened out. Betting in the debts. Oh, if you win, then it's wonderful. Came. But guys are destitute from those pursuits. You know it really is a tragic sight. Oh, oh. Betting in the debts. Hey kids, look into the blinded, you better make a safe bet. Reach out for Christ, what has taken us so long? When it's quite apparent now that we need the Christ to right all our wrongs. A scandal Colossians 2:14, and yes, oh, get your soul graced out.
if you're bad and you need a second chance now.
Come on, baby, chew the book of Romans.
The Romans letter writes about forgiveness of sins now.
Come on, baby, chew the book of Romans.
That biblical epistle can soon set you free. If we sing this up first, then you may be a sea. So come on, come on.
Time, chase that face with honor. I saw Billy, plainly engrossed, enjoying the time. And with a heavy heart I saw her, his somewhat grumpy fiancée. From where I stood I saw she was trying. To know this peace I found. You need to call on Jesus right now to bring about the next step in. And Billy's hand went up in a moment, forsaking all his worldly friends. She said, Billy, don't be a weirdo, don't be a fool. Fiance's gotten better. Her old man Billy died that day. He's dead to sin but lives through the Spirit. She's really glad she tried that way. 9 words he used there led her to faith.
Well, I know our friends are like listening to our show every week, apologetics for the next, but some are craving even more apologetics tunes, and I know you are here to accommodate.
Yes, we are. You can just go to apologetics.com, and you can get all of our stuff there. I mean, our stuff is also available in places like iTunes and Apple Music, Pandora, Spotify, Amazon, MP3, just about any digital platform you can find. You can find videos on YouTube, too. But if you want to get them all, go to apologetics.com. Spell it like the name of the show, apologetics, with an X. Next song we have is Almighty God Won't Die. That's a parody of The Night Chicago Died by Paper Lace. Another song that I knew all the words to and loved singing, crooning or serenading the kids on the playground in my neighborhood. Then we have a number 4 hit by a group called First Class, or The First Class, depending on what source you look at. And it was called Beach Baby. It sounds a lot like the Beach Boys. And it's called Preach Baby. It's a story of Stephen, the first martyr for the church. And then finally, we have, these next two songs. We have Christ is the Rock, But I Pray They Don't Stone Me. That's a parody of Life is a Rock, But the Radio Rolled Me by Reunion. It is one word salad. So I hope you guys will enjoy it. And to go with your salad, we have the main course is a parody of Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas. And ours is called One Through Fighting. That's W-O-N, One Through Fighting. The spiritual battle is not one through fighting. It's not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord in Zechariah. We'll be right back.
stubborn pride and abandon the father's will. Then they're bound to concoct gross lies when the talk of God is stilled. Modern man left God alone, tried to make it on his own. In a culture changing war with the forces of the Lord, I've heard men mock and cry. I heard the Friedrich Nietzsche taught God died. But that wasn't right, it's really wrong. God, he was alive and feeling strong. Glory be. I've heard men mock in Christ. I heard some crazy guys say God had died. Doubters have a right to speak their thoughts, but he doesn't fight them, he can force. Yes. Then the sound of the Beatles came. Soon they sweep all the oldies aside, till a rashly Republican claimed that his band could outsell Christ. There was outrage in the streets and an album-burning feast. Then at last John Lennon said he meant something else instead. I've heard men mocking Christ. I heard the Friedrich Nietzsche taught God died. But that wasn't right, it's really wrong. God, he was alive and feeling strong. Glory be. I've heard men mock in Christ. I heard some crazy guys say God had died. Doubters have a right to speak their thoughts, but he doesn't fight them, he can force. Yes, indeed. But their words all sounded small, with the cross upon the wall. Then the door burst open wide, when this man accepted Christ. And I glimpsed God's promised grace, and I trusted him in faith. Almighty God won't die. Almighty God won't die. God is out of sight, but people saw. To verify that he was God. Yes, indeed. Almighty God will die. Almighty God won't die. Others might deny he really was, but they're gonna find who really was. Glory be. Almighty God won't die.
Someone that I still remember. no way.
Oh,
I swear they stoned him after realizing he just grew bolder after everything.
Preach, baby, Stephen's a man.
He was someone that I still remember. Just like the Lord, he had caused an uproar and would soon die.
Preach, baby, there he did stand.
Thought the guy was just a gimmick, getting brought up, scan his book and get the story. Is he valid? Give him glory. Honestly, in truth, we ought to cram the pews and run to God and get your bearings, check your theories, rend your hearts and kneel sincerely. Stick with him and don't go shopping. Facts are facts. I think this often.
Christ is the rock, but I pray they don't stone me, 'cause I'm stirring up doubters, so my days they
us out of patience, then we'll end in revelation. Our assignments on our shoulders, will they stone me dead with boulders? John and Patmos up the river, captured now but got delivered. Some go sharing Jesus, Peter, Paul, and all were very daring. Not that John the Baptist differed, or Isaiah, that's the kicker. God is so good, God is swell to be our rock, and give me help with miracles, and so show me grace besides we're on a first name basis. Marching on his body strong was built with brick and not be chicken.
Christ is the rock, but I pray they don't.
From the normal home, sent them on an awesome journey. Veggie tales is easy stuff, but tell a king and he's Messiah. They were bullies, slowly planned to be a life for Jesus Christ. And everywhere they chose to suffer, eyes are watching, so they're tougher. It happened in a while that even hostile Jews and Judas got salvation, hoping God and served the Lord and did a lot, inspired by the ones they punished. Took a look and saw what's coming. Jesus says to warn your brothers, are you safe? To tell the others.
Christ is the rock, but I pray they don't stone me, 'cause I'm stirring up doubters, so my days ain't blown.
If the battle was won through fighting, most cats wouldn't last an eye blink. If that was a little bit surprising, it's 'cause the foes have extra size strength. They will undermine a man who's tough but kinda proud. They will soften him up, they will topple him down. Just try to be smart, 'cause if you're not, they'll ruin your heart. But when Satan tries his tricks, read in Zechariah 4:6. If the battle was won through fighting, most cats would last an eye blink. If that was a little bit surprising, yeah, yeah, it's 'cause the foes have extra size strength. They will punch you in the chin with little selfish thoughts. They say, now break out the big guns, ha, ha! Let's get at God. He took them all and made them scram, started saving us from them. From Ephesians chapter 6, now let's stick to the plan and script. If the battle was won through fighting, ha! Most cats wouldn't last an eye blink. If that was a little bit surprising, extra size strength.
Well, so many great tunes in 1974, and we're glad to share a few of them in parody today, because that's just what we do here at Apologetics for the Next. Jay, can we have just one more tune?
We sure can. This is one that didn't make it onto Apologetics 74. It has come out since, but it was near and dear to my heart back then, too. And it was actually number one, I think, while we were in that aforementioned vacation in Nag's Head, North Carolina. I know that's when I first heard it. Anyway, it's called Rock the Boat by Hughes Corporation. And it's called Dock the Boat, and it's from the Book of Acts and the Apostle Paul and that harrowing sea journey he went on.
But the trip's about over.
Dock the boat.
You're off your dinner, baby.
Dock the boat.
Ever since our voyage to Rome began, no, nothing's killed me. I'll keep trusting in him. So cheer up, we'll all be safe. Don't you, Roman, see? There's solace in a quiet faith. Don't harbor unbelief. Baby,
dock the boat.
The trip's about over.
Dock the boat.
You're rocked with them, baby.
Dock the boat.
I cannot curtail a deadly storm, and our Lord will have to tend to this. But please be warned, you'll need to have your strength and folks eat some food.
Don't let them slip away from here. A lifeboat's keeping cool.
I'd love if I could sit on the ocean that was sailing on by stormy feeling across the ocean. So I'd like to go where we're not in motion. Said I'd like to go where we're not in motion.
Trip's about over. You're rocking, and baby. The trip's about over.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.